You know, it might be a good time to organize a little comment on this matter of judicial history. Remember, we had a brief exchange on this in our conversation on the telephone, but let me put it this way. Part of the premise, I think, of why we're here today and is the feeling, I found it very well expressed by former Justice Jim Ryan when he was on the court at one of these portrait presentation ceremonies. He pointed out that the judicial of the three branches is the most, or is the, let's say, the least visible, that its function is to make words, in a sense. There are no dramatics, no great buildings erected or bridges built and that sort of thing. And that the only outward symbol of the function of the judiciary in our society are these words that, of course, have great consequences sometimes, and paintings, pictures of the people that write the words. He saw in this a need. He saw a justification, and this was the narrow premise, that we ought to have, bring a painting collection into court up to date, get paintings of people that should have been represented there but were not, only because of a breakdown in tradition, that sort of thing. Now, that is what Ryan felt, that there should be systematically more attention paid to this part of our government function. And here we have now one little takeoff on that premise, as I would put it. We also have other people in the field, and you are the president of the Historical Commission. We have the bar doing some markers. We have oral history ideas seem to be coming on pretty strong. I think you mentioned there's a council now on oral history. There is the history publication of the commission, or the Division of History of the State. What would you offer us some thoughts as to on this subject? You're interested in that there should be better understanding, and I guess of the people on the part of what the judges do and that sort of thing.
Well, certainly, as a president of the Michigan Historical Commission, our charge under the statute is to preserve and interpret the heritage of the state. We gather artifacts. We cause displays to be made. We have a museum division. We have an archaeology division, a preservation division, publications division, and what have you. And all to the one end to better interpret the history. So obviously when an organization, a private organization, such as the Supreme Court Historic Society, feels that the members of the court over the years have made a contribution to the life of the state of Michigan, we should preserve that. We do preserve their opinions, obviously, for reference purposes in the Michigan reports. But to get a better understanding of the persons and the times